This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Whoa, I mean, I don't know why you enjoyed that so much. What'd you expect from Millar? Let's be honest.
Info. Are you saying that people can't be objective? You mean my hate for the Patriots? Are you justified?
Yeah, you don't call them mac and cheese anymore. You call them string cheese.
String cheese, baby.
It's Barton Hahn. It's hour number three. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And we all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts, the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Hey, it's hour number three, Bart Scott. What does that mean?
It's the power hour. Is the power hour? It is.
Yes, it is. It is the power hour. And in this hour, not only will we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, not only will we have your reaction to Kevin Millar, not only will we have some breaking news on the Jets front, their offensive line from Adam Schefter, we also have, we'll talk a little hoop, Jalen Brunson, newly minted free agent signed by the Knicks, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. You don't want to miss that. There's plenty to talk to with him, including what the hell happened in the Bronx this week? How are you going to lose this game? I need to know. How are you losing this game? You know you're never going to hear the end of it. So we'll talk to him about all that stuff. But first, Adam Schefter reporting something that we kind of saw coming, but it is official now. Five-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle Dwayne Brown signing with the New York Jets. Now, this is right after, of course, the Jets lost Mekhi Becton, the third-year tackle, earlier this week to what is likely considered a season-ending knee injury. And Schefter also giving a little update on the contract, Bart. Dwayne Brown's getting a two-year, $22 million deal. Your thoughts?
Hold on, how much?
2 years, $22 million.
Okay, 11 per. That's about per, right? You know, it's really a one-year deal probably that they can get up out of there if they want to. But listen, you needed that insurance. You can't have a chink in the armor when you talk about being able to protect, Zach Wilson. This allows you as well to be able to put him at right tackle, or I don't know if you want to put him at left tackle. I think
George Fant has won that job, but hasn't he?
Yeah, but yo, he's a five-time Pro Bowler at left tackle. But anyway,
he's also 38 years old. Yeah, 37.
But okay. I put him on the right side, and then you still have him there to kind of be the eyes and ears for Vera Tucker, who's a budding star. Didn't realize, and people don't realize, I think they moved Vera Tucker to the right side as well. You know, after being outstanding at left guard, they're trying to make that right side. They were trying to make that right side like the youth side and the power side, and the left side, the sophisticated side and understanding, like being able to protect the blind.
Yeah, do me a favor, explain that, because we did this a while back. You were talking about Zach Wilson, and you were talking about the line and the idea that they were moving Becton over to the right.
Right.
And I know you actually called into the local show in New York, the Michael Kay Show, to actually argue with one of their hosts about it because you felt like they weren't representing it properly.
Exactly.
So moving, putting Fant at left. Now, obviously, Becton's not playing now. So
right.
Now it's Dwayne Brown, who obviously is a five-time Pro Bowl. This guy can play. He's good.
Yeah.
First, let me just get your take on this move. Is this the right move for the Jets? How do you just feel in general
about
Joe Douglas going out and getting somebody with this kind of experience, even though it's late in his career, and just plugging that hole with a Dwayne Brown?
Man, we watched Whitworth for the Rams win a title about to turn 41 years old. So, I mean, you talk about tackles. That's a position that ages very well because they're more like dancing bears. They're not getting beat up inside a lot. You know, they're being able to position block, get to people's shoulders, and just be smart. So I think I don't have any problems with him playing at this age. He probably has 1 to 2 good years left in him. And listen, I don't know what the familiarity is with Dwayne Brown because remember, Saleh was in Seattle before he went to become a defensive coordinator. So he may have some history with him as well. And what I tell you all the time, when you're in a foxhole, when you're in a fight, you always want somebody in the foxhole that you have history with because you know how they're going to react if things get kind of tight in there. So bringing him there, now having a veteran presence, somebody that's played in this league at a high level to really be able to mentor and continue to help the development of Vera Tucker, I think is essential. I think whether they were going to sign him, remember, they wanted to sign him while Becton was healthy. just because you need that type of veteran leadership, knowing that the season is long, mm-hmm. you know, and you want to make sure that you have enough horses in the stable in case somebody gets hurt, which inevitably that happens every season. So, listen, I think this is a good move. I think this is a move that really he'll pick up the offense and pick up the terms and terminology if he doesn't already know it or aren't already familiar with it. He'll pick it up pretty fast, but he'll also be a mentor about how to be a professional and how to study opponents for Vera Tucker as well, which is priceless.
Can you? How would you say that the Jets' offensive line would rate this year versus, of course, last year and the issues that they had? And obviously, that's Zach Wilson had his problems. The line was blamed for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in a much different place this year? Is it still yes. wait and see about this offensive line?
No, because I think you damn near got 2.5 Pro Bowler / All Pros. And when you think about Vera Tucker and Thompson is a Pro Bowler. And Vera Tucker, if he's not one this year, I'll be surprised because he got everybody's attention last year. And I think this year he's going to take it to another level. He's going to get rewarded for his services. And then Duane Brown is going to be one of these crafty guys. But I think last year what Flant was able to do, I mean, he went late in the year. He was ranked one of the highest left tackles before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think this line is solid. I think if it's any weakness, it's McGovern in the middle. And I still love the fact that J.C. Trotter is still out there, man. I'm surprised nobody's picked him up, but maybe they're waiting until after week one where salaries aren't guaranteed.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's the latest from Adam Schefter. Of course, we got games tonight. The preseason begins in the NFL. The Giants play the Patriots. They have the Titans and the Ravens, and the Ravens always take the preseason seriously. They've won 20 straight games in the preseason. It's kind of funny that it happens that way because teams aren't really like saying, we're not playing to win, because late in games, you're playing other guys. You're taking a look at people. You're not like focused on winning, but I mean, it'd be nice, of course, you like to do it, but it's really not a priority in the preseason yet. For some reason, Baltimore just does it.
Yeah, because listen, they're a team that shows that, hey, they come ready to have a plan about how to, you know, play the preseason, and, you know, teams respond to it. I mean, their players respond to it. And it's more about being professional and doing the right thing. So, I mean, they probably have more of their system put in than other people, and they understand, like, how to coach their guys.
So the Giants and Patriots game is an interesting one tonight because of a couple of things. Number one, Mike Reese telling us that the Patriots are not playing their starters. Mac Jones, a second-year quarterback, you would think probably could use the reps, is not going to play. And that's already led to some speculation that what's going on in New England is it that the offense, which we've heard about all week, has struggled, has not looked good. You heard Mac Jones yesterday even talking about how they've got to figure it out. He said, I always have. I always will. And Bill Belichick not playing these guys, is it a way, as some people are saying, maybe he's just trying to hide the fact that they're in a bad place right now and they got to get it figured out. They don't have an offensive coordinator. They're trying to do it kind of by committee, kind of by Matt Patricia just being the play caller. He with really more defense in his background over the last couple of years. But they have a young quarterback that they're bringing along without a traditional offensive coordinator, offensive type of setup. But on the other side, Bart, you have the Giants, and they have a new head coach in Brian Daboll. And they've got a quarterback now in Daniel Jones who's playing for his career. Is it too dramatic to say that? He's playing for his career, at least for his career in New York.
But they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, so that lets you know that he's playing for his immediate future for sure. To see and prove and show them something that makes them warrant picking up, you know, being able to give him a long-term contract. Because the Giants don't have a lot of salary cap space, so they're going to be hesitant to try and pay that type of money for somebody that they're not sure of. So this is a big year. All the excuses are gone. He's had three different coordinators, three different systems, three different head coaches. You know, tough luck, man. This is the NFL. You either make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, or you get left behind.
What do you expect is going to happen?
I think Daniel.
You've always been a believer in Daniel Jones.
And I still believe in his talent. You know what I mean? I think, you know, the fact that he's turning the football over is because he's too tired of getting hit in the back of the head. But now, like, with Thomas stepping up and now Neil, he should be fine. No, so even if it's interior pressure, now he can see that interior pressure and be fine.
So what are you looking for then from him tonight?
To me, I'm looking for command. I'm looking for ball placement. I'm looking for him to get the ball out in time. I hope they keep his reads nice and simple, so it's more of a timing thing. And I want to see if Saquon Barkley's going to play, because remember, he's a guy that hasn't played and traditionally don't play on the preseason. Well, he's playing for the same thing that Daniel Jones is playing for. And that's for his NFL future and the right to be still called a superstar or potentially a generational player that he hasn't been able to show us that in 3 years.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to get to your calls here in a moment. We have Jalen Brunson of the Knicks coming up bottom of the hour. You want to stay tuned for that. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, let's get some calls back into the conversation here, Bart. Let's go. Let's see. I know there was somebody. Oh, yes. Dylan in Canada. We go up all the way up to the Great White North. Dylan, how are we doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
All right. What do you got?
Good. I just want to say I love your guys' show. I listen to it every single day. But I just want to say for the Ravens in the preseason, I had a question for you guys. And do you think they should take it more seriously this year just because of what happened last year to them with all the injuries and having kind of that next man up mentality?
Yeah, you're talking about should they really play some of these guys. A lot of these guys are still on pup list. You think about J.K. Dobbins, he just got cleared to play. I don't think he's going to play this week. Gus Edwards, maybe he'll play. His injury wasn't as severe. You look at Mike Davis. I think they'll still play their guys. This is the beauty of it. They won all these games with other players playing as well. You know what I mean? So it's more about getting your reps together and competing and representing the city of Baltimore the way it deserves to be represented. And that's by giving your all when you decide to play.
Wow. You sound like you're at the podium right now with that. You sound like you're at the podium. Kareem is in Jersey. What's up, Kareem?
Hey, love the show, guys. Bart, Hahn, you guys are the greatest. Football season's here. Bart,
yes.
Can't wait. So my pick, Daniel Jones, I think he's the new Alex Smith. You know, different coordinators, different head coaches.
Yeah.
And you see how he turned out.
So you're saying basically Daboll is his North Turner. Got you. Turn the lights on. Listen, I tell you what, environment matters, right? And he hasn't been in a great environment. He's had three coaches since he's been there, three systems, and now he gets this guy that kind of knows what he's doing, but he does a modern game, a guy that has built the offense for a player that was similar, maybe not as accurate. You know, Daniel Jones is an accurate quarterback with a strong arm. You know, it's his decision-making, and sometimes decision-making can be improved. As far as taking care of the football and ball security, that's because he's running straight, scared straight. Mm.
Well, he can run with it. We know that.
21 miles an hour, baby.
Most of his turnovers, right? They're not really
interceptions,
right? But I'm saying that's fumbles for the most part. That's kind of protection. That's also him just getting feel the pressure, understand when it's time to run. That's the thing with Daniel Jones. He's got the legs to do it.
Yeah, got them Kenny Pickett hands.
He does have the Kenny Pickett hands. It sounds like, by the way, the Steelers are pretty much all in on Trubisky.
Yeah. That says a lot. That says a lot about Pickett. So this is what I'm saying.
But they're going to give him a chance, though,
if you're going to rebuild with Trubisky, why not get the best player available knowing that next year you can get a good player if you don't have a good season?
Yeah.
Why would you get this dude when next
they
year
know
you
him.
Got three studs
Remember,
coming out?
He trained the same training facility.
Yeah, that's beautiful, but he was playing against different people. They can know him, and then they're going to get to know him again. And
Josh Allen was playing against different people, too.
Yeah, that's
true. And how'd that turn out? I mean, he wasn't playing at the highest level either, right?
No, I'm saying he was playing college. This is
you mean that. I mean, saying, when you know someone, though. Oh, I thought you meant the fact that he wasn't playing, like, the best competition.
No, he was at Pitt.
I know it is, but, well, okay.
Meh.
I misunderstood you. I thought you were trying to make a case about
he was playing some scrubs. No.
Yeah, who he was playing against.
I played with scrubs.
What he was playing against and all that other stuff. Let's go. You had your bums list earlier. Travis is in California. Wants to add to the bums list. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Love the show. Bart, love your take on the preseason. Awesome, just to watch people running around like their hair's on fire. One take I say I got to disagree a little bit, though, is on the Raiders having them as bums. I think that they went through so much last year with all the turmoil and chaos with their coach and then the receiver going, getting in that bad car accident.
Yeah.
And I think Derek Carr's a great quarterback. And
I said he's top 10.
I know you mentioned you think he might be a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But don't you think the addition of Davante Adams, I mean, how much better can – what's his ceiling now? Could he be a top 5 quarterback? Couldn't this team
– I don't know about top 5. I don't know about top 5, but when you look within that division, like, okay, let's just say the offense is a push. Now, I know they got Chandler Jones and they got Crosby, but look at the defense. Look at the other defenses. Would you rather take that pairing, Crosby, Chandler, or would you rather take Derwin James, J.C. Jackson, Bosa, and Khalil Mack? See, that's what I'm saying. The difference is that on the defense, and we talk about, you know, the Broncos defense as well with Surtain and Chubb. And
Simmons. Let's be clear. I think what Bart's trying to explain here too. Like, let's be clear. I mean, we're having some fun with it, calling it a bums list. What Bart was saying, we were calling it like a team that everybody thinks could be a contender that is not going to be. And
somebody's
Bart used the Raiders.
Somebody's going to be a disappointment in that division.
Right. Bart used the Raiders as the example of somebody is not going to make it in that division. And he just broke down. If I'm picking one, it's going to be them. So it's not necessarily that the Raiders are bums. It's the list we call the bums list, but that's not really what it's about. But he just feels like, I'm putting words in your mouth, but I'm explaining it a little quicker, is if you look at that division, he would put them as last. Somebody's got to be last in that division. Jeremy is in Minnesota on this. Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big call.
What's up?
So, you know, I see the Vikings having a chance against the Packers to take it. But it's all going to come down to a kick. And like they do every year, they let us down. So I'm putting them on the bum list.
What, are you putting the Packers on the bum list?
No, I'm putting the Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, the Vikings on the bum list.
Yeah, listen, the Vikings getting Kevin O'Connell. You talk about that offense, what it's capable of being if they're going to try and run it. Remember, McVay's team has always been about running the football with Todd Gurley and all those guys, and they just didn't have that type of guy. But the Minnesota Vikings have a running back that's like Todd Gurley, a physical guy in between the hashes that can run, catch, and then they have the receivers on the outside. I don't know if they have the offensive line that those teams had, but you know, you would think that Kirk Cousins is just as good as Jared Goff.
Is it crazy
what that system was able to do?
Is it crazy to put the Packers on your bums list?
Yeah, because they're in such a weak division.
I mean, people are putting them as a Super Bowl contender, and it's like, what if?
Yeah,
like, what if it just doesn't work out? Like, what if it's like he's not connecting with his receivers? Rodgers is he's gone flaky. I know he played exceptional even last year after everything that happened in the offseason last year, right? He still played exceptional. Yeah. He was just an MVP. But like, it's just there's. We just trust that they're going to be good. Just like it's like Belichick. Oh, they're going to be good. You know, Brady and the Bucs, they're going to be good just because. Like, there's a lot of trust you put into this stuff. But with no Ryan Jensen, how do you know Tom Brady's not going to struggle early on? Because you know better than anybody about up-the-middle pressure on Tom Brady and what that can do. Right? So we just trust some of this stuff.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like, it's easy to put the Cowboys on that list. Because the Cowboys, every year, everybody thinks, can they be good? What can they do? But it's easy to say, yeah, they're going to be a letdown team. Because that's really what they've been for the last 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. Like, could they be there? Maybe. But their division's so weak, I just don't know. But, you know, their aspirations to win a Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised if they have to play a Trey Lance-led San Francisco team and they lose. Because you know they're going to win a division.
Never beats the Niners.
So that means a good team is going to come to Lambeau, and potentially that team that's coming to them is potentially the Saints or the Buccaneers that's going to come, because if somebody's not going to win that division, they're going to have to go. Or it's going to be the Rams that's got to go to Lambeau, or it's going to be the San Francisco 49ers. So, I mean, they're not going to get an easy out, you know, even if they win the division by hosting, because somebody's going to come there and they're going to be a formidable opponent.
Yeah, no, we'll see. All right, it's always fun to do this list. Remember, we're not calling a team a bum. We like to call it that because it's just funny. But it's teams that people think are going to be good that Bart's just saying, I don't think they're going to be as good as you think. Simple as that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have your calls for the rest of the show. We also have coming up Jalen Brunson, the newly signed New York Knicks point guard. Something that happened, though, earlier this week in New York has everybody here buzzing, but not in a good way. We give him a chance to explain and also talk about what it's like to come home. It's Bart and Hawk, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Got your calls. We'll get back to them, of course. If you're just joining us, Adam Schefter reporting the Jets signing five-time Pro Bowler offensive tackle Dwayne Brown to a two-year deal to replace, of course, the loss of Mekhi Becton, who was injured earlier this week and is likely out for the season. Preseason NFL tonight, the Giants and the Patriots, the Titans and the Ravens as well. So you start your games, your preseason games begin tonight. Friday night, you got a slate of five games, including the Browns and the Jaguars. And in that game, Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns as we continue to wait to see what the appeal process will reveal to us about any type of extra suspension that will be handed down. Originally, it is a sixth game for him, but the league appealed, and we'll see certainly what becomes of that. So we got the preseason beginning of the NFL. We've got Major League Baseball in August, which means we're still a ways away from the playoffs, but things starting to shape up as far as who the contenders are. And then, Bart, we're actually, believe it or not, a little over a month and a half away from the NBA training camps to begin.
That's old?
Yeah. No, we're not that far away. I mean, when you get to August, you start feeling like, okay, school starts to come. You know, the fall sports really start to come around, and then baseball, obviously, in the playoffs. But then you have the NFL and then the NBA and, of course, the NHL as well. But the win totals were put out by Caesars yesterday. You and I went over them a little bit. And the interesting ones that's jumped out is, A, the Celtics at the very top of the league. Everybody thinks the Celtics are going to be a great team. And the Knicks at 39.5. And it's funny, I tweeted about the Knicks at 39.5 for this reason. Because most of the time, Knicks fans get offended when they see 39.5 and they think, oh, we're better than that.
Yeah.
But 40 wins, you know, is actually for a team that last year won 37 and lost a lot of, like, blue leads and you know, couldn't finish games. And point guard obviously was a major issue for the team last year. 39.5 feels like, you know, you go over there because they should be better. And one of the reasons why they'll be better is that they filled the point guard position, which was a position of need, with the best free agent available, Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson joins us right now on the show. He does so in behalf of Abbott Nutrition and Pedialyte. Jalen, how are we doing? Welcome home.
How you guys doing? I appreciate it.
How does it feel to be back in the Mecca, man, a place that you know all too well? How does it feel to be here and also come back as a savior, so to speak? As you know,
already
about
putting it on them.
No, the Knicks. Listen, the Knicks have been waiting for a point guard since I've been here. I just got here in 2010, and all I hear is point guard, point guard, point guard. And they've tried a million of them, and finally they went and got a pit bull, and they're doing it with somebody that you're familiar with in Tibbs. How does that feel to come back to a familiar face and know that you guys are kind of going to try and do this together?
I'm definitely excited to be back. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a savior.
Yes, but, you and Jesus. That's what we look to.
Stop.
I'm definitely excited to contribute and to a place where I know very well. I'm from, you know, just down 95. I mean, it's a special thing. And the fact that I know the people here, I've had relationships with some of the players, coaches, and the front office. It's bringing things full circle, so I'm very excited to be here.
Familiarity, I've always said, is so important because there's certain franchises when you play for them, it's like if you don't get it, if you don't understand it, it's going to be really hard to adjust. Like Bart Scott came to the Jets. He comes into New York, but he kind of like fit right in. Like personality-wise, he just got it. He understood it, and he was able for him to handle whether it was pressure, the adulation, all the things that come with playing here because it's like times 100 when you play here, especially, Jalen, when you play basketball. And you know that. Your dad played in New York. You know everybody here from growing up and just being around those teams in the late 90s when you were a kid. So with that, I add this. When you were playing in the Pro-Am Monday night, Like, and you walk away losing the game. Did you know in the back of your mind, like, I'm never going to hear the end of this? Like, you and Julian, Julius Randle and Obi Toppin play in pro. Now, NBA guys, so everybody listening, NBA guys play in these things all the time. Yeah, LeBron played in one in the Drew League. His team barely won that game. Trae Young and Deontay Murray, they lost a game as well down in Atlanta. But because it's New York, because you guys did it in the Bronx, in the back of your mind, you like, man, we're never going to hear the end of this.
We kind of knew it walking out of it, but at the same time, I mean, we go there kind of just to grab some 5-on-5. Now, a lot of guys, we all go kind of our separate ways now to get work done and now work on our games individually and trying to come back better for the regular season to be the best players, the best team we can be. So when they get the opportunity to kind of play in a 5-on-5, especially with teammates, you kind of jump at it, so... I mean, for the guys that played, I mean, they're no scrubs.
Yeah,
I mean, they're pros. They play.
And I mean,
it is what it is. I mean, I'm not too worried about it. Those guys played really well, and I got to give them props. I came there. I got a sweat. I worked on my game and got to feel what that NYC energy is all about.
How many of those guys would be in the league if they could have passed the ACT and stopped smoking weed?
So you stop, man.
See, now you're trying to put me in a terrible position.
Right, exactly. Right. Let those guys have their moment. But it's just
I'm a habitual line stepper. I have to tell you that.
No, I thought it was important though. Like again, like to let you just let everybody know. Like yeah, I get it. But that's just New York. That's the difference playing here. Like you were in Dallas, but you played at Villanova as well, and that was another team. That was a team
Philly's
that had
tough,
a lot. Yeah, you're in Philly, but it was that team had great success. But there's just something different here. Was there any part of you that thought to yourself, well, I go there, and it ramps up plus 100 when you come here. Or did you already know it because you grew up in it?
I mean, I knew it because I kind of grew up in it, but to actually go through it is different. And but if I didn't think I was ready for it, I don't think I would be here. But I think I'm mentally and physically prepared for anything, honestly. So it's really nothing to me. And if I keep the mentality like I have my entire life, that nothing really phases me, then I think I'll be all right.
Now, 100 milli. Woohoo! Let me say that again. 100 milli. 100 milli. Now, too much is given, much is required, right? So now that comes with a leadership role. Now, you come here, and Julius Randle is one of the leaders here, and you guys got to kind of learn how to mesh together. You know, how important is it that you guys get together off the court to kind of figure out how you guys are going to approach, the process of becoming a family and becoming a team?
Yeah, so I think that's one thing that I always bring to the table is a voice. I think I've been a leader my entire life. I was raised by my parents to be a leader, not a follower. And so that's kind of been put into my DNA. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just how I've always been. I've always been a person that's vocal. I've always been a person that kind of not tell people what to do, but knowing my audience and know how to talk to certain people to try and get everyone on the same page. That's just how I've always been, and that's how I want to continue to be.
I'm talking with Jalen Brunson, again, newly minted point guard, signed with the Knicks this offseason, is a big signing for the Knicks. They've been trying to fill that position for a very long time, and you got somebody, Chris Canty always says, somebody with blood in the ground, meaning it's just personal to you, and it certainly is all the relationships that you have, whether it's your dad who played for the Knicks, you grew up around those teams, and then also Tom Thibodeau you knew because he was an assistant back then, Leon Rose, who's running the team, an agent with your dad, with you, so it's just so much relationship. You called it family when you were introduced at your press conference, and so it's a very personal thing for you. And with that in mind, I just think about you growing up in Nick, you being here, but you had to prove yourself. You're a guy that, as you said, you always have to – you play with a little chip on your shoulder. I have noticed that. I covered the Western Conference Finals, and I watched how you played against the Golden State Warriors, how you guys played. And when you're – earlier in the playoffs, when you with the Dallas Mavericks – Luka Doncic, who was missing a couple of games, you played outstanding. I mean, you really shined, and people started talking about you like, wow, like this guy can ball. When you have to play with someone like Luka, is it difficult? Do you have to like tone down the game? And then when he's out, you could show like, no, all right, this is what I'm really about. But playing with stars is just different.
I would say this. My time with Luka was nothing short of amazing. I got to watch a future Hall of Famer be special at everything that he did. So I got to learn a lot just by watching. So being with him was great. And but when it was time for when he was out, when he got out with the injury and beginning the playoffs, I was obviously able to do a little more. But for me, I've always been about team, always. And so what the team needed me to do at any given moment, I was willing to try and contribute to help my team win in any way.
So with that, I'm sorry.
It didn't really matter to me what was needed or the opportunity or the role. I've been in a lot of roles ever since I was younger. So whatever the team needs, it's just how I've always been. I'm just going to try and contribute that way.
Jalen, with that in mind, though, when you had that opportunity, when it was time, all right, I got to step up my game. Like you always knew you could play that way, and you had the opportunity to do it. Like was that just for you, kind of proving yourself? Like, okay, now people can see what I'm really about. Those moments where you got to play, especially those first two games against the Jazz, was that you sort of your coming out party?
I mean, maybe for you guys, maybe for everyone else to see around the country or the world, but I mean. I've always known that what I've been capable of. And that just comes with like my confidence, my work ethic. It's how I've always been. So for everyone else to see it and kind of be surprised, I guess you guys finally see it. But for me, it's always been there for me.
Yeah. Like you've always known. Now everybody else gets to know it too. It's all with Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks. He's joining us now on behalf of Abbott Nutrition and Pedialyte. So tell us about what you're working with recently. I saw you've been doing some stuff with Real Madrid. I saw you put on a soccer jersey. So I'm wondering what's going on there. What have you been doing lately?
Yeah. So, I actually signed a little 1-day contract with, Real Madrid. I was able to, go out and do a little training with them in Los Angeles, and this year a very fun event. For me, I was able to kind of learn about the sciences of rehydration with Pedialyte, and so to get to do that with Real Madrid is a great experience. And I've been a soccer fan for a long time, and it was really fun, and I enjoy watching obviously soccer, or I guess they call it football over there. But it was a really cool experience for me.
I mean, for years growing up as an athlete, Pedialyte has always been that secret formula, that secret sauce when we had to go to Miami or Tampa or any of these hot places, man. I'm glad they finally figured it out and made it official. You know what I mean? When you get a chance, man, send brother some popsicles.
Oh, yeah. Those are the real deal. But it was definitely hot out there. So for us to get to try different flavors of the Pedialyte out there in that weather, it was really cool.
Jalen, before we let you go, though, a little birdie told me about some musical taste that you have. We wanted to play you
a little
song.
We do our research, baby. We do our research.
On the way out.
Uh-oh.
And just so you have an affinity for Justin Bieber, who, by the way, comes to the Garden a lot. We see him at Knick games all the time. Where did this begin?
Oh, yeah. So I want to say it for sure began when I was a freshman in college. And so I guess before every game, and then I started listening to like at least a Bieber song or maybe a couple before every game because I mean, we kept winning. And so it kind of became a routine. And then we won a national championship my freshman year. So I couldn't go away from it. So now it's become a routine of mine to kind of listen to Bieber before every game. And so I became a fan.
I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of Justin Bieber.
What's your favorite Bieber song, though? What's the favorite one? What's your go-to?
Ooh, I think all time is probably Company. Company on this Purpose album, for sure.
Jalen Brunson, a believer. And hopefully we are all believers in the Knicks this coming season. Jalen, it's good to talk to you. good luck. Welcome home.
Jalen, you and Jesus.
I appreciate you guys.
You and Jesus. That's who we believe in. You and Jesus.
All the best. All right, Jalen Brunson again joining us here. And you see, you put that on him, man. That's what you do. You do that.
Well, you got to carry that in New York. We give you 100 milli, then we expect
you. You start doing that savior thing, man. I'm glad he said what he said. I'm not a savior. You know, we got to do this together. It's the right thing to do. No doubt about it. All right. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices. Excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day. More to come. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll finish with your calls. You just tried to get Jalen Brunson in trouble, didn't you?
Hey, man, listen, you got to get ready for those type of questions, man. We're not going to ease him in. You know what I'm saying? He's here. He's the savior. We've been waiting for a point guard. You're the point guard, best point guard we had since J.K.
Calling him a savior, though, like...
Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints Jr.
You know what we never got to? We ran out of time. Like, if we never got to whether or not there's going to be any more additions to the roster, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That probably was a good thing, though. He was already sweating a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to answer.
Yeah, you're dropping, like, 100 milli. Like, you do.
Yeah, that's because that's what happens, man. You get 100 milli, people expect stuff out of you, man. Like, they don't expect you to be a good player. You got to be a great player to get you 100 milli.
That's true. Look at the roster right now.
You're going to get criticism. You're the highest paid player? Oh, yeah. You better show up.
Yeah, he's going to have to carry it. You know, yeah. You come to New York with $100 million in your pocket. Like, again, look at Randall.
Yeah, you know what it's all about.
But I tell you what, though. I had to ask him about the Bronx thing. You could say, like, oh, why are you asking about that? Yeah. A pro-am, no. It doesn't matter. Yeah. No, it does matter because it happened in the Bronx, in New York. New York crowd, you're there, and Julius Randall, who the Knicks fans are already kind of running out of patience with already, if they haven't already.
You talk about love-hate.
And you guys take an L to dudes nobody's ever heard of. Hey. I was like, come on, Jalen, you had to know in the back of your head, like, oh, man, we're never going
to
hit the end.
That's why
this.
I tried to give him a soft landing, because I said the reason why we ain't heard about him because they ain't passed the ACT and they were smoking weed.
Again.
And probably had a gun charge.
Clearly you're going to get him in trouble, but I imagine he probably couldn't have answered the Donovan Mitchell question either, right? So you got to leave that alone.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll see in a couple of weeks. If they add Mitchell, which is possible, 2 6-1 guards in your backcourt, but they're both kind of bulldogs, tough, physical, they're just not big.
Yeah.
But they both can get it to pay. They both can score.
Well, sounds like C.J. McCollum and Dame Dalla.
Would you take the over then on the 39.5?
Yeah, I'd give him 40 because the Pistons going to beat him every time.
Will you stop with the Pistons?
I'm saying, Jaden Ivey, baby. Well, the truth.
It's not truth.
Truth Tabernacle. My teammate's son. How can I not root for my teammate's son that plays for my home team? That's
I
a beautiful
give you
story.
That. Yeah, that is actually a really nice story. I'll give you that. But, man, we need something good. We need something positive here in New York.
Listen, everything is turned around in New York, man. Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets. Mm-hmm. Everybody eating now, baby. We about to become title town all over again, son.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that the Giants can hold it up and the Jets can hold it up this coming season and just be competitive.
I told you. Listen,
you know, Mets and Yankees are going to be playoff teams, man. Mets and Yankees are championship contenders this year. That's a great thing. But can the Jets and Giants at least be competitive?
The Mets will take care of business for us.
Yeah.
Can't really depend on the Antunes.
Well, Kevin Millar said something we got to call him out on next.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Preseason NFL begins tonight. Giants and Patriots, Titans and Ravens. And tomorrow night you get 5 games on the slate, including Deshaun Watson. He's playing for the Browns. There's a report out there now that the Browns would consider trading for Jimmy G if the appeals process leads to Deshaun being out for longer than the 6 games that were originally handed down. And you heard Roger Goodell already say he thinks he should be out for the year. So that'll be there's definitely a story to watch on that front. So we'll see what happens certainly there. But Kevin Millar joined us from MLB Network earlier in the show, in the 1 o'clock hour, right? And it was great. We had a lot of fun because tonight you got the Field of Dreams game and he'll be part of the coverage on MLB Network. And we were just talking about right now we're in August, so you know, starting to shape up who you think are championship contenders. And he power ranked his top 5 championship contenders, and he had the Astros at number 1. He has the Dodgers, who've won 10 in a row, at number 2. He has the Mets at 3, Then he goes Braves at 4, Yankees 5, but then he slipped this.
The Astros look like the most complete team. They've gone through the most. I think Dusty Baker was the perfect manager that they brought in during this whole trash can scandal.
True.
Altuve is an absolute professional, wasn't even involved in that whole scene, and has had to wear it part of this whole scene. So there's a class there also, and they starting pitching's great, their bullpen's great.
Did you catch it?
How the hell did Renee not intervene? He must not have been paying attention. Because that's when you're supposed to come from,
he said
that's
was
when
not
supposed
involved.
From the back. That's how you're supposed to come from the back. We like, but wait, the people listening to us like, who the hell is this person talking?
Was Renee. Not involved. But then he says, but he's had to wear it. Freudian slip.
Yeah, he didn't wear a shirt. He had to wear that shirt. He didn't open that shirt. If he'd opened the shirt, we'd have been cool.
Like he said, he's had to wear it. Yeah. What'd he wear? Come on, Millar.
He ain't wearing it no more, and he's still
very
kicking that ass, Yankees.
Stuff, man. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.